Welcome to the first episode of Muse News, the BCMA's monthly museum sector news podcast. Each month, we recap some of the latest news, happenings, and announcements from museums, galleries, and heritage organizations across BC and beyond. I'm Ryan.
And I'm Lorenda.
Join us as we explore the latest Muse News.
Thank you, Ryan. The provincial government has announced $10 million of funding to be put towards the development of a new museum dedicated to documenting the history of the Chinese-Canadian community in BC. The museum will include multiple physical locations across the province, with the main hub in Chinatown, as well as an online portal. According to a representative, the museum will start with a temporary exhibit called A Seat at the Table in Vancouver's Chinatown. This exhibit is meant to highlight the contributions of Chinese migrants to BC, and in particular, will focus on the Chinese restaurant and food industry. A Seat at the Table is scheduled to open in mid-August in Vancouver's Chinatown, and a larger exhibit at the Museum of Vancouver will be unveiled in the fall.
Thanks, Lorenda. The Glenbow Museum in Calgary is showcasing the photographs of James Brady, a Métis man who is better known for his activism and being a driving force behind the creation of settlements in Alberta. Quote, a lot has been written about his politics, but not a lot has been done on his photography, says Paul Sequassus in Saskatoon, who curated the exhibit. Sequassus says the photos tell a story of resilience through hardship. Quote, there's so much struggle going on at this time. These photographs show a different reality. They show people hard at work, people laughing, people having fun. I think it shows another side of Indigenous reality. Despite the hardships, the hard times, the humor is still there, the kinship is still there, the family is still there. The exhibit is on display until February 2021.
Thank you, Ryan. It's the first time Bob Ross's Happy Little Exhibit has crossed the border to Canada, and it's nestled itself right in the South Okanagan at the Penticton Art Gallery. Bob Ross's TV show, which taught viewers how to paint with soothing words of encouragement and first aired 37 years ago, is seeing a resurgence in popularity online. There is something magical when you see them in the flesh. There is a greater level of skill than maybe you would believe when you see them on TV, said Paul Crawford, Penticton Art Gallery curator of the exhibit. The exhibit will be open until September 13th, and we encourage you to go check it out.
In COVID news, a study of 2,000 ArtNet news readers found that approximately 60% of respondents say they anticipate no change in how often they visit museums and galleries once they reopen. 59% of those surveyed say they plan to visit museums before any other type of arts venue. This trend holds steady across age brackets. Almost 60% of those both under and over the age of 65 choose museums.
Tracy Caladero, CEO of the Exploration Place Museum and Science Center and president of the Canadian Association of Science Centers, recently made national news by advocating for the role museums, galleries, and science centers can play in the fight against COVID. Quoted, I do think that our museums and our science centers, our galleries, our zoos, aquariums, botanical gardens, those are the places that children are getting those first experiences with cultural institutions that are setting them up for a lifetime of success, Caladeros told Daybreak North host Will Fundle this week. Once you've caught that bug, it's pretty hard to get rid of, she says. And that is where you see kids going into medical fields or becoming an astronaut. Prince George's Exploration Place has created face masks to help raise funds to support its Animal Ambassadors program in light of COVID-19, including a face mask depicting Mr. PG.
Thanks, Lorenda. Several BC museums received a special thanks from the Dorchester Retirement Residence in Kelowna for their special online programs during COVID-19. The Royal BC Museum, Nikkei National Museum and Cultural Site, and the Jewish Museum and Archives of BC were thanked for brightening the days of seniors through their regular online public lectures, giving seniors the opportunity to Zoom the sessions on the big screen in a multi-purpose room, and having residents enjoy what they call Appetite for Archives, a lunch and learn series. Recently, they toured the Nikkei Museum and Cultural Site and enjoyed sushi, and last week they enjoyed bagels, lox, and schmear, and some brisket, as they learned about the Jewish Museum and Archives of BC. The Retirement Home's Director of Recreation wrote, and I quote, I just wanted to say thank you for the efforts being made by your team to bring the outside world in. I can see this kind of format being an integral part of our programming for the foreseeable future. We can't go out, and the presenters can't come in, so it's greatly appreciated that you make this kind of creative, live programming available.
In our final story of the day, Langley, BC-based Able Auctions is scheduled to put more than 70 different animatronic dinosaurs up for auction in early August, including several marquee species like Tyrannosaurus rex and a 22-meter-long Brontosaurus. It's probably a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to buy one of these in auction, says Jeremy Dodd, CEO of Able Auctions. We've been doing this for 30 years, and I've never seen a dinosaur come through before. Those interested in purchasing one of these enormous creatures should make sure they've got space and means to transport them. The head of the Tyrannosaurus alone is roughly the size of a small car. Good luck to all of those bidders. To stay up to date on breaking Muse news, follow our Twitter at BC Museums ASSN. And if you would like your Muse news to be shared on this podcast, email the BCMA at museumassn.bc.ca. Thank you and good night.